Welcome, fight enthusiasts, to the UFC Las Vegas 89 edition of Gamblu's Sneak Teeth Podcast. As always, our first order of business is to thank loyal listeners. This Sneak Teeth Podcast is growing exponentially, and we're amazed at the growth, at the number of serious fight investors that are coming to us from so far over 14 countries. At least that's who tuned in to Las Vegas 88. We're totally flattered, and we do this for you. Last week, our release, Brian Battle, experienced a no contest. That puts Sneak Teep results to 4-2-2 plus 2.24 units on the no contest. A really disappointing result, but we don't look back. We're in the business of looking forward. So now we move to this week's card. And if we thought last week's card was challenging and filled with obscure, lesser known fighters, it looks like UFC 299 compared to this one. Now, I never complain about the cards. It's our job to sift through, find winners. That's exactly what we're going to do. Last note, Bout Business Podcast members received an email yesterday. We have a rare 3-unit release in an upcoming bout. Please make sure to check your emails. Okay. Now right into Las Vegas 89. 14 fights. 5 fighters coming from contenders. So those are debuting athletes. Those are due diligence fights normally, unless I can find them fighting someone with great experience where there may be edge towards the experienced fighter. 3 of those fighters are fighting UFC vets, but those vets have 1, 2, and 2 UFC bouts respectively. And in one fight, the 2 contender fighters are fighting each other in the case of Brazilians Lima and Severino. Note, there are 8 fights with fighters that have greater than 5 years of age difference. That's a 56% advantage to the younger fighter. And in the case where there may be fighters with 7 years or greater advantage, that advantage goes up to 65%. There's 3 or 4 fights that fall under that category. Now, only 3 fights with fighters over 155 pounds. So we got a couple of heavyweight fights and a middleweight fight, and then the rest of them are smaller bodied fighters. Now, there's the setup. And without much further ado, let's go right in to round 1, Las Vegas 89. In round 1, we're going to tackle the first fight of the evening, which happens to be a heavyweight fight between Muhammad Usman. And I record this podcast from Phoenix. I'm a U of A graduate, Arizona University in Tucson. So is Muhammad Usman, by the way. He fights Englishman Mick Parkin. This fight opened Parkin -165, Usman +140, no total just yet. And now the fight has moved to Parkin -140 to Usman +120. There's money coming in on the Usman side. Now, I mentioned there was no total. I erred. The total opened 2.5 with the over -135. Now that total is over -190. So there's some movement on the over that this could go to decision. And while Usman has profuse power, Parkin's got experience. This could be a slow dance at the high school prom. Now we move into round 2. In round 2, we're going to go all the way up to the card. And we're going to look at a fight between featherweights. Billy Corentillo against Yusuf Zalal. This is the 10th fight in. Now, Zalal, 8 years the younger man, we talked about that earlier, as well. He takes this fight on short notice. Billy Q, 18-5, opens -185. Zalal, 13-5-1, opens +160. Now, this fight has moved in Zalal's favor. Billy Q's down to 165 as a favorite. Zalal take back plus 140. The over 2.5 went from minus 190 to now minus 260. Zalal is a quick, fleet-footed fighter with very little power, and Billy Q I see as hunting him down. Now, Zalal was in the UFC, lost 3 in a row in 2021, was booted. Now he's earned his way in by winning his last 5 fights. Billy Q, in the meanwhile, I think is a durable, well-experienced UFC pedigreed fighter. I look for decision in this fight, and I'll probably be looking at Billy Q via decision. However, there's no rush right now with the line moving into Billy Q's favor. Now let's move right into round 3. In round 3, maybe one of the best fights of the night at the bantamweight level, where we have Peyton Talbot, a U.S. fighter, in his second UFC fight, taking on Cameron Simon, the South African, very talented up-and-coming fighter, 3-1 in the UFC. His one blemish was his last fight out against Christian Rodriguez, who was awarded an absolute gift in last week's UFC Las Vegas 88. In this fight, Talbot's going to have some height and reach, a little bit of age advantage. And this fight opened, Talbot minus 119, Cameron Simon minus 101. A little bit surprising. I thought Simon maybe should be slightly favored in that capacity. Now, that fight has moved to Talbot minus 148, Simon plus 124. The total in the fight, 2.5. Over minus 210. I think Simon's experience, the fact that he fought a firm, sturdy fighter that missed weight in his last outing, may give him some edge in this fight. Again, that said, with the line moving toward Talbot, we'll be patient and remain guarded on this fight to see if Simon's number can move up towards the end of the week. If, in fact, we grab him, we want to grab him at the apex of his underdog price. Now, let's segue right into round 4 and our release for the week. In round 4, we're going back to the heavyweights, and this is the co-main event of the evening. Justin Taffa, 7-3, ships in from Australia, and he opens a plus 228 underdog to Carl Williams from the Virgin Islands. Williams minus 268 at open. Last night, Williams had sunk down to a minus 220 favorite. Taffa take back plus 180. This morning as we tape, Williams minus 210, Taffa plus 175, and the total 1.5 has gone from minus 195 to minus 165 on the over. So there's a little bit of indication that this thing could be more violent. Justin Taffa was due to fight a week or two ago against Rogério de Lima, but he got sick or laid up, and his brother Junior stepped in. Between the two Taffa brothers, I regard Justin as the more apt, the more powerful, and the more mature. 4-3 in the UFC. All 4 of his fights finishes. He's younger, he's fit, he's a southpaw, and like I said, he's more apt of the brothers. Carl Williams, taller, longer, but his competition, Bresky and Sherman, leave a lot to be desired. I think it's time to take Taffa now because the price is eroding. So for the sneak peek release this week in round 4, we'll take Justin Taffa, currently priced plus 175. Half a unit returns 0.87 of a unit. I go very conservatively this early in the week. We'll build us some profitable momentum and fire later in the year when we have juicier athletes and something a little bit more meaty to sink our teeth into. Now we'll move into the main event in round 5. Round 5, main event. Amanda Ribas, 12-4, takes on Rose Namajunas, 11-6. Rose opens minus 160, Ribas plus 140. This morning, that fight priced Rose Namajunas minus 180, plus 160 to Rivas, and there's no total in the fight just yet. Both of these ladies have fought at 115 and 125. The deal is that Rivas bounces back and forth. Rose was the champion at 115, but she's fighting at 125 now. This is her second fight there. She trains at elevation, and in her last fight, a loss to Marion Firo, who fights Erin Blanchfield next week, she went to a decision, a very close decision that she arguably could have won, though she lost. So this is her sophomore bout at 125. She trains at elevation. I think there's an awful lot to like about Rose. Meanwhile, for Amanda Ribas, her last fight was down at the 115 level. So she's moving up in weight to take this fight against Rose. And I'm not so certain I like Ribas, not only her weaponry against Rose, but the fact that she's moving up and down between weights as much as she does. She's said many times she prefers the 115 level. So round five, we're seeing some line movement to Rose Namajunas. The Bout Business podcast members already have a position on Rose Namajunas at minus 168 as the second part of a parlay. So we have her at plus money. I think if you're interested in Rose, the time to maybe invest would be sooner rather than later. That's round five. That's this week's Sneak Teep podcast. Again, thank you for all the serious investors tuning in. We're flattered that you listen to us, and we do this for you. Friday, the Bout Business podcast will drop around midday. Thank you for listening, and enjoy this week's fights.
Boom. That's it. Go!